a process to start.
Blog Talk Radio.
I get in touch with our engineer or our architect and see who could do it the fastest. And
held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our shirts together, we're polishing up our act.
Yeah.
How you going to live large in 2022? And we're talking about living large, and it's basically not in a definition sense of living large, but there's one word that you would pick that would describe when you live large, living large. What one word would depict for you living large? And, for me, peace. That's my one word for 2022, living large in peace. So the question tonight is living large in 2022. What is your one word to define living large for you? And we had such a tremendous changes spiritually, financially in 2021, 2020, 2019, 2018, 16, 17, 15, 14, 13, 12, so forth and so on. We had some tremendous changes in society. Never thought there would be a pandemic, a corona, a micron, a variant, and all that stuff. Never thought that would happen, but it's happening. People are weird. We got some weird people we have to deal with. So I never seen such behavior in mankind. Some people are subtle in their behavior is weird. Some people are weird, outwardly weird. They're just weird in an outwardly sense, and some of them are undercovered weird. You know, it's in a subtle sense. But people are weird. The conditions are weird. Man walks into the toll booth station, Pier D, 125th Street, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, buck naked. Nobody says anything, and he pushes a woman into the train. I don't understand it. Woman get raped on the train. Everybody's watching, taking selfies or whatever. I do not understand these conditioning. But we're going to live large. With all these things that are going on, all these happenings that are happening, everything that we're finding ourselves in, too, we are going to live large in 2022. And then, like I said, in one word, what does it mean to you, living large in 2022? What do that mean? There have been so much finagling with the economy. There's been so much economic changes. We don't went from poor to working to middle, upper middle, up, middle, the thousandaires, the millionaires, the billionaires, the zillionaires, the trillionaires. I mean, we don't shifted economies. We don't shifted economic statuses. People, young people as long as 14 years old are millionaires, 13-year-old millionaires, 12-year-old millionaires, 11-year-old millionaires. The whole thing now is people go from a zero to a billionaire. Millionaire is like past tense. Right now, everybody's going straight from a zero to a billionaire. And that's true. The average young person now, we see them, they're just making a billionaire status. African Americans never had a problem with money. We always had money. From the beginning of time, we landed on Plymouth Rock as slaves. We economically developed this country to be the richest country in the world. Sugar and cotton, just sugar and cotton, but got no benefits from it. But we still built Wall Street, who sustained the thing that people don't want to tell you about, and they keep making African Americans sound like, oh my God, you know, ho hum, we abused them, we were racist against them. But listen, we were not sitting around here being anybody little lackey dog. We did not sit around and beg nobody. We built the Black Wall Streets. We make money. If you really know and really want to understand the thrust of our history, we make money. African Americans make money. We made money from the time that we laid on here. And if you want to buy that sad story that we've been so depressed and so regressed and so backwards and so demoralized that we have not succeeded at all, you can go ahead and believe that story. That's what the white man is selling us now. Oh, my God. They've been discriminated against. They've been demoralized. They've been enslaved. But we rise above it. We rise above those conditionings. I am so happy that I understood from the time that I was 11, 10, 9, that I could be somebody based on what the Bible said and based on my history of who I was. I didn't allow nobody to dictate to me who I am. I didn't allow nobody call. That's why they call you a colored. They call you Negro. They call you the color, the Negro, the black. Okay? That's like a thing. When somebody put the in front of a human being, that's like a thing. The Puerto Rican, the Jamaican, the Antiguan, the. That make you antiquated. That makes you some kind of strange object. I'm a man. I'm a human being. I am the most elect. I'm God's man. And God dictates who I am. And sometimes we have to take that approach that we are guided by God and what he say. But I just want to stop and make you understand that you can allow people to demoralize you. You can allow people to abuse you. You can allow people to psychologically control you. You can allow people to make you think all kinds of things that they want you to think. And you can turn into nothing. You can have all the opportunities in the world, and you can turn around into nothing based on a lie. And I see so many people allow the lie to permeate their existence. I don't play that. Never did. Grew up in the dirt poor South Carolina. Jim Crow laws. Slavery just as embedded as it was the day that they started. It was just another means and structure the way they had it done. But I rose. I rise. Maya Angelou would say, rise, you great nation. Rise. And then she said, I rise. I rise. I rise. And I just want to encourage some boy, some girl, some woman, some child, some ma'am, some man, some whoever, that you can rise. God has given you a level and a measurement of faith, and you can use it, or you can abuse it, or you can lose it. That's up to you. That's up to you how you see yourself. But rise above the conditioning. Rise above the thoughts. Rise above the lies. Rise above all things that have nothing to do with the real thing. Is when God creates something and God puts something to existence, no man can put us under. No man can put us over. Man can set you up, but that's what it is. It's a setup. God sets you up. You set up for life. You can't go down. And people don't understand, oh, why he keeps going. Oh, he's old. Oh, how he keeps his energy, how he keeps getting it, how he keeps going, how do he get some money, how do he live? Get to know the Creator. Get to know the Creator for who he is. And God said it already many times in the Bible, in the Quran, in the Torah. You read it, he said it. He said, who report will you believe? Who do you believe? You believe what man said? Man said, because your mama was a streetwalker and your daddy was an alcoholic, that's what you're going to be. How many kids come from those conditions? They rise. They rise up and beyond and above their imagination. The problem with society today, children have no hope, they have no dreams, and they do not see themselves in a better condition. And these are the things that are happening now, is that they don't see themselves rising up. Hope. Have to, like Jesse Jackson say, keep hope alive. You have to keep hope alive. You have to keep children dreaming. I want to be a bus driver. I want to be a fireman. I want to be a policeman. I want to be a nurse, a doctor, a lawyer, whatever. The dreams have to continue in our children, because they shall inherit this earth and they shall take it to the next level. And so we have to have a society of hope, a society where people feel the provisions of the process is capable of achieving it based on whatever condition they're in, that there's a great possibility that they could rise, that they can have introspective thoughts about what's going to happen next, that they can get up and get out and make it happen, that they can rise above their conditionings. But you got to have hope. You got to have somebody encouragement. You got to have somebody saying you can make it. You got to have somebody saying it's not over. You got to have somebody saying, I know you can do this. All of us have been encouraged by someone. And that's living large in 2022 is that you encourage your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, children that you see, children that you fought, that you run into, that you don't even know. Encourage them that opportunities of above and beyond there is above and beyond, and it's approachable and it's doable and it can get done. It can happen. 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 And so we, looking at 2022, I want everybody to be optimistic. I want everybody to be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and prepared and ready to get going. I want everybody to feel encouraged because God is encouragement. God is encouragement, and he's telling us that we can live large. That's the theme of the show today, living large, because you can live large, because God wants you to live large, and it's time for you to live large. So my question to everybody is one word. Don't pick up 10 words, 15 words. Don't try to give me a definition. One word of what it means for you to live large in 2022. And I'm going to go down the line here, and I said we got a packed house. I'm going to go down the line and ask everybody. And my word to live in large in 2022 is peace. That's my word to live in large in 2022. And then we're going to go down the line. We're going to ask everybody and see what they have to say. Okay. We have Dr. Ben in the studio tonight. Dr. Ben, are you here? Are you here, Dr. Ben? Dr. Ben is in the studio. I know I saw him somewhere. I'm going to try to find him. Dr. Ben, come on down. We have to have him come on down. He's in the studio. We're so happy to have him. Wonderful, wonderful brother. Got a great, great show tomorrow, 7 to 9, Spiritual Unity and Meditation with Dr. Benjamin Bridges. And he's a deep thought. He's a deep thinker, real deep. But I'm going to ask him tonight not to go so deep. I'm going to ask him not to go so deep tonight, but just cling on one word that he can identify living large. And we know who it is, the man himself, Dr. Benjamin. Spiritual Unity. Living right here. Spiritual Unity and Meditation. Tomorrow, 7 to 9. Don't y'all miss it. 347-857-1311. To Dr. Ben, one word, not 100 million words, not 10,000 words, not a definition. One word, living large in 2022.
That would be something that would be right on the money. Living large in 22. But if funds could come through right now, that would be really great. Because a lot of people are having financial struggle and poverty stricken, and you know, with the COVID and everything, it's put a lot of people's businesses out of whack and closed and shut down. You know, so this is a time period where financial struggle is really here. So in 22, if we could come through with finance, with money, that would be something that would be really on the money. Definitely would. Yes, indeed. And I feel that in us moving forward with pursuing that, that's going to be something that could really help a lot of our people out. Because once we pull ourselves out of poverty and start to really make some things happen financially for ourselves, we're going to see some great, awesome, and amazing things come about for us as far as some positive change. Because it's no fun being in debt, but it is fun when you do have two things: good health and good wealth. But even if you're a multi-billionaire, trillionaire, if you're on your deathbed with tubes going down your throat and all kind of crazy stuff and feels like you're on your last couple of hours to exist in your body, it doesn't make a difference if you got billions or trillions. If you got good health and good wealth, that's the combination that really brings joy into people's hearts and minds. So that's two things that we really should be concentrating on. That is good health and good wealth.
Thank you so much, Dr. Benjamin. It's always a pleasure, brother, having you in the studio. And you always have words of wisdom, and we respect that. We're going to go down now to the man himself. Y'all hear him all the time. I don't need to introduce this man. Pastor Don Jr., the CEO. He's on every commercial. He's blasting up all the radio stations. He has to have something good to say about a good word for 2022, living large. I know he lives large all the time. He's always living large. And so we're going to ask him his opinion. Let's get Pastor Don Jr., the CEO.
Amen, amen. Jesus, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this is Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, winning team based in St. Las Vegas. Shouts out to all the winning team members that got the text, that pick up the phone and press the number one. My word for this year coming is blessing. 2022 will be a blessing for you. Whatever you've been working on, whatever you've been working, I don't care if it's 20, 50, 30, 80 years, next year will happen. Plant the seed today for the tree to harvest tomorrow. And that's it, man. I'm moving out the way.
Okay. Thank you so much. We appreciate you stopping by. We got brother Troy Muhammad in the hot house, and we're going to ask Brother Troy Muhammad, give a nice hand. The black business met those hands, and we're going to ask Brother Troy Muhammad, what is his one word for 2022, living large?
Yeah, peace, everyone. So, for me, definitely the purpose, finding out your purpose. Because once you find your purpose, everything else falls into place. You're able to solve problems. You're able to do all types of stuff. The Bible talks about that. Blessed is he who has discovered his purpose. So that's a big deal for me. That's it.
That's great. That is a word, a powerful word, purpose. 2022, living large and finding your purpose. Purpose is we're human beings. We're purpose driven, Brother Troy, and that makes sense what you said, because life is a purpose, living is a purpose, being here is being a father is a purpose, being a mother is a purpose, being a brother, a sister, a nephew, a niece, a friend, a cousin. All those things, people serve purposes. And that's a tremendous word, Brother Troy. Purpose.
Yes.
What is your purpose
in
2022? Yeah, man, that's a tremendous, tremendous thought. Brother Troy put it out there. Man, I'm telling you, that was a tremendous, tremendous word. Purpose. 2022. Sister brothers out there, Black Billionaire Network Club members, what is your purpose? After you don't achieve all the billions and the millions and the trillions, you got the houses, the cars, the whatever, women, I guess, part of it, But what is your purpose after everything's said and done? Have you served God? Have you did something great for someone else? Have you helped someone? Purpose is such a, I read a book from Pastor Morrison, and he wrote The Purpose-Driven Life. If you ever get a chance to get that book, The Purpose Driven Life, such an eye opener. It really made me understand why we're here, because man spends so much time, Brother Troy, trying to figure out what is the purpose of life. What do life mean? Why do I come here? Why do I marry her? Why I have these kids? Why do I live here? Why did I do not live anywhere? Why am I rich? Why I'm poor? Why I'm sick? Why I'm smart? Why I'm dumb? People keep trying to figure out what is their purpose. Tremendous, tremendous word. Okay, we're going to go to thank you so much, brother. We appreciate you for that. And we're going to come back with more questions, people. But we're going to give everyone a chance to say something. We're going to go to 718-350. Brother Ronald A. Don't get him mixed up with me. I'm Ronnie. He's Ronald. he's my brother. Love him to death. Love my brother to death. Oh, God. You got a dollar on you?
Listen,
Ron,
my word.
You're a very insightful person. When I was a little boy just watching you, I said, Lord, one day I could be like him, maybe. But don't give me the popsicles, Lord. I want the popsicles, that's all. Ron, what is your word for 2022?
I got two words, focus and purpose. Focus,
okay, Brother Troy,
determination.
Purpose already.
Yeah, focus and determination.
Okay.
that's,
you know,
that's that word is copyrighted, Ron.
All right, got it.
Brother Troy, for that purpose, you got that copyright, brother
hey.
Ron. What you going to do?
Yeah, that's going to be the talk. That's going to be the next blog radio.
Hey, listen, I'll send you a check.
You see that?
But yes, brothers, you know, and sisters, I think this is going to be a great year. And in lieu of everything else, God's in charge, you know. And, you know, I just bless everyone. Everyone be safe, you know, and go ye forth and multiply.
Amen. And people, that don't mean children. It could mean resources. It could mean academia. It could mean, you know.
Amen.
So, Ron's word for 2022 was the first word you said, Ron. I can't, you know, get old here.
Focus. Yeah.
Focus. Great word, man. Great word. And we appreciate you. And we take your knowledge. We'll come back. People with more questions. But right now, our question is, living large in 2022, what is the word that you're going to use, living large in 2022? 832-613, your mic is open. What is your word for 2022, living large?
Hi, living large. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, how are you?
Fine, and yourself?
Good, thank you. I would say for me, living large would have to be strength. Strength to be able to live according to God's word and his will. You know, strength to resist temptation and, you know, the things that come with the worldly stuff. You know what I mean? So I would have to say strength to be able to move on.
Beautiful, beautiful. Magnificent, magnificent word. Magnificent word for 2022. Strength, people. Strength in a time of need. Strength in a time of pain. Strength in a time of weakness. And sister said she going to find that strength in the Creator. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Magnificent. Thank you so much, sis. We appreciate it. And that was a great word.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. 347-880. 347-880. Ross Drummer. Brother, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What is your word for 2022? Living large. What is the word that you're going to give us for 2022?
Live and let live. And make a better foundation.
Beautiful.
That we need to build on.
Beautiful. Live and let
live.
Have peace.
Yeah.
Right, brother? Peace amongst mankind.
And have a better foundation for us to build on. And because of
beautiful.
That foundation coming straight from Ethiopia, where the Garden of Eden begin. And what we are saying
Amen.
Is that we have to go to the Constitution to see what we should do. And if you really study it, we can see what to do to be able to get the spirit of the Father and the ancestors speaking to us. Because he's done on the shores of New York. He came up from the
Amen.
In Sandy to us. And we have to appreciate the changes in the world and knowing there's a change for us. So living and let live is going to bring us closer together because we're thinking of the person and thinking of others like ourselves. You're not no better, and the other person not no better. And if you think of them like they, because that they have everything, they're better. You think in live and let live. And that going to give us blessings. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, brother. Powerful words, powerful words. People, take all of these words as the brothers and the sisters have expressed them and apply them to 2022, because they are powerful words that you're going to need in the time of hardship, in the time of experiencing, you know, really, really hard times. And that's why,
you know, I've said let's get these words from everyone. Let's let everyone express their feelings, because sometimes somebody can say something that really, in a time of need, you can lay on those words. You know, you can keep them and remember them. I suggest that you write some of this down, people, as the brothers and the sisters express themselves, write it down and give and there and listen to their offering you jewels. They're offering you a lot of a train of thought. They're offering you some advice, and they're giving you some directions. So everyone, take heed, take direction, and keep in contact with the understanding that we all in this together. And we all have different experiences, been through different things in life, and we all expressing things that keep us going. You know, everybody's expressing something that enhance or enrich their lives, that they're moving forward now with those words and those things. And they're passing those jewels on to us, as I'm sure they passed on to their family members, their extended family, their immediate family as well. And, you know, these are things to keep in mind, you know, because times are coming. Every good book, you know, Torah, Bible, Quran, all good books tell us hard times are coming. And one have to prepare oneself for these hard times. But the hard times ain't always. You know, they said, the Bible says after the storm, there got to come a sunshine. So if you have some hard times in your life and you're going through, you know, some very devastating conditions in your life as well, I would say to you, my sister, my brother, you know, just keep the faith, you know, because times of change is coming, opportunities are coming. We here at the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, we're working on some developmental things for 2022 that we're going to be doing. I want to air out more. I want to get more social media, more exposure, more radio, more television. We're gonna expand on different networks, Facebook Live and live streaming, what they call it, influencers on YouTube. You know, we're gonna expect. There's some good people out there doing some wonderful things, and they got some good advice and some good opportunities are coming up. You know, like I said before, we got the My NY Project, project, neo.org. And we got the reparations program. You go onto the site, you go to the reparations program, you sign up, could be $8, $20, $100, $5,000, $10,000, $1 million. You go in there at your budget, you sign up, you're putting your family into an opportunity for a lifetime of financial financial investment into yourselves, a financial return for yourself. I've invested in for my youngest grandson, Sincere, 10 and a half years old, and for his future. And I don't forget the rest of my grandkids. Y'all know who y'all are. I don't have to call everybody. If y'all know who y'all are, I know who y'all are, and maybe the people don't know, but we know. So, and so I'll shout out to all my grandkids and all my kids and whatever, whatever. And, you know, just building the future, man, just building the future for the children. Children, people ask me, what is your motivation? What is the motivation behind the Black Business Billionaires Network Club? It's the children. It's trying to build a solid foundation for children. They come into this world, they don't have a selective choice of who's going to be their daddy, who's going to be their mama, who, what, or where, or when. They have no choice, but they're here. And it's up to us to do the best that we can do, that we can leave a legacy for our children, leaving something better than what we have, something better than what we found while we're here now. That's the purpose of life. You know, people get rich and rich and rich and rich, but we here at the Billionaires Network Club, we can get rich too, but we have a purpose in our money. We want to invest into our community. We want to develop opportunity for our people. We want to find resources and generate career opportunities and generate entrepreneurial skills and develop people in different areas of prospective businesses and get them going. We want to build that Black Wall Street, that thriving town, that thriving city, that thriving state, that thriving district. We want to put opportunities in the most poorest areas, because one thing America have not done, they recycle everything, but they do not recycle people. People need to be recycled. They need to go from one stage back to a new stage in a better life. And that's the purpose of the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. And we're going to drive that purpose on home 2022. We're going to be out there. We're going to be getting involved. We're going to make sure things can happen. We're going to be building some cities. You know, we're going to start with the cities that we're a little closer, which is New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. We're going to be building some towns. You're going to see us out there. We're going to be building some lives. We're going to be changing some lives. It's not a selfish thing. It's not a me. This is not opera. This is reality. And we're going to get involved in changing lives and helping our people move forward. The devil is a lie. He doesn't want this to happen, but we are going to make it happen. See, it's not about money. They said money's the root of all evil. It's not about the money. The money cannot ascertain the evil. It's the people who get the money create the evil. But why not the good people get the money and use it for good purposes? Why can't the good man be a billionaire, a millionaire, a zillionaire, a trillionaire? Why the good man can't be those things? Why the kind man cannot be rich? Why the humanitarian man, the philanthropist man and woman, why can't the good God-serving people get the wealth which belongs to us? The Bible says the wealth of the wicked is saved up for the righteous. So where do you stand? Are you wicked? Are you evil? Are you demonic? Are you devil-worshipping? Are you God-loving, creator-loving? Are you serving God? So why the wealth is probably given to you? God said, go ye in the world and possess the land that I have given thee. And then when he created the heavens and the earth and he created man, he said, man, I give you dominion over everything. So why aren't we living in the capacity that we're supposed to live? Why are we not in that capacity? So the question today, 2022, what is your word for living large? You get one word, and you mention that one word. Tell us, what is your word for 2022, for the brothers and the sisters, for 2022, living large? We're going to open up 850-375. Your mic is open.
Hello, Reverend, and hello, everybody. I wanted to say that I'm coming in the company of Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team. And I just
all right.
To say
this is Pastor Don Jr., CEO, the third. This is Junior. This is the next Pastor Don Jr., the CEO, the next CEO. Here we go. The brother's here. Let's give him a nice little hand like we do with the Black Business Network Club. Always a pleasure, brother, having you on the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, and you always have a good word for us. What is your word for 2022, living large? What is that one word that falls into your mind?
My word is, first, you are not alone. Second, get on your money and understand that everything will come to fruition in time. that no matter what you do in this world, everything will come back to you, your money, your people, everything. All you have to do is trust God and let him lead you no matter where you go, no matter how things happen. And everything will also work itself out, so don't stress yourself. I have some new things that I'm going to be doing soon, and I'm just giving everybody a heads up here that you can reach me at 850-375-9183, 850-375-9183. And anything that you guys need, call.
Amen, amen. Brother, it's always good to have you on. It's always good to hear your voice. And I know you always have good plans and good programs, just like your father. Chip don't fall too far from the block. But we appreciate you, brother, for coming on. And we thank you for your words.
Be easy.
Okay. Yeah, people, this is the night that all people are coming on. You know, I'm so excited. A lot of my listeners from the past are coming on and expressing themselves. And, you know, we got some special guests coming on later on. We're going to have some people come on and talk about some programs and things that they're doing for 2022. They might be in your state, in your district, in your area, in your city. And you might be able to take advantage of some of those programs as well. And, you know, as we go along, like I said, the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, we're designing, programming, and financing opportunities as well. We have, like I said, you go to the MY, M-Y, Project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, NEO, N-E-O dot O-R-G. You sign up for the reparations program. You get blacklisted. You get your business blacklisted. You get your intellectual properties blacklisted. You get your ideas blacklisted. You get your creations blacklisted. And you get funded by the Black Business Billionaires Network Club from $50,000 up to $250,000 for your creative idea. This is an investment into you and your business. And then, you know, it's a loan that's very liberal, not requesting a whole bunch of information and a whole bunch of stuff. So go to my MY project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, NEO, N-E-O dot O-R-G. Join the reparations program. Starts at $8, but I'm sure y'all got more than $8. Starts at $8, goes up to $1 million. And between $8 and $1 million, you pick your place. The better, the higher, I'm telling you point blank. I'm telling you a little secret. The more you put in, the more you get out. This is an investment into you and your family. We're just encouraging you. You're not giving anything to the Black Business Billionaires Network Club for the funding or anything like that. This is for you and your family. This is building a nest egg, a financial portfolio for you and your family, an opportunity for you to have an investment, the money circulating back into the Black community. We're going to develop those Black Wall Streets in 2022. They got a Black Wall Street right now in Atlanta, Georgia. They got, I don't know what it is, the brother said 100 and something square foot building. They got businesses in there. They got thriving. We are the people of the money. I don't know how to put it. We African Americans got the money. We can make money. We make more money by ourselves than anybody I know. Everybody else got their community. You know, the Chinese got their community. This one got their community. Everybody got a community. The African American community, we don't have each other, but we make money. We sell to everyone else. You know, we make that money, but the money leaves the community as well. So we're saying tonight, 2022, living large in 2022, whatever the concept is to you, and what's that one word that you have for living large in 2022, that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about living large in 2022 for all those who have just joined, and they get a chance to answer the question. The question is, what is that one powerful word that you have for 2022 for living large or getting to live large or to live large in 2022? What is that word, that one word that you would offer. And we just want to hear what that word is. And we open it up for 304-982. 304-982, your mic is open.
That's how we roll.
Your mic is open.
She just got her phone off me. That's how we roll. The roads they roof from the concrete. Key in the building.
They're right there. 304-982. Your mic is open. We just want your word for 2022. Living large, we're going to be in 2022 before God get the message. And you know, God get the message quicker than anybody. So, you know, 2022 is right around the corner. You got to have a word. You got to have something different to take you into 2022, different from 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 4, 5, you know, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, blast off. Then that took us down to 1999. Y'all know what happened in 1999. Prince say, party like it's 1999. But 2022 is coming on. We want y'all to party like it's 1999, but we just want y'all to have a 2022 perspective on life. So what is it going to be like for you in 2022? What are you going to do to change your situation? What inspires you? We've got to have inspiration. God is inspiring. God is influencing. God is uplifting. God is about seeing things better than they really are. The Bible says, speak those things as if they exist. And the poor can say what? I'm rich in who? Christ Jesus. And the weak can say what? I'm strong in who? Christ Jesus. Take it off yourself, give it to God, and regain the strength. Now, I say Christ Jesus. You can say whatever whatever you like to say in that area. You know, that's up to you. I just said that. But I'm saying everybody, whether you meditate, spiritual meditation, whatever you do, you got to find something stronger than you. There's too much going on, too many things happening at one time. Everybody can't handle it like that. So you definitely got to find something stronger than you. You definitely got to dig deep in your spirit, in your heart, in your mind, and you got to bring out something that's stronger than yourself, that's bigger than yourself, and that's the Creator. Like that song said, lean on me when you're not strong. I'll be your strength and help you carry on. You got to have something else. You got to have something else or somebody that you can lean on. Everybody needs somebody. Ain't nobody. They say, no man's an island by himself. It ain't going to happen. Everybody needs somebody. Every good man got a good woman. Every good woman got a good man. And every good child got good parents. And every good parents got good children. And so forth and so on. Good grandchildren is, you know, it's just everybody needs somebody. You need that friend. You need a combination of people. You need your loved ones. You need your immediate family. You need your wife and husband and kids. And you need your friends. You know, a man needs a man friend in times of the things where he do not understand. Men understand men. Women understand women. And there come those times when you have to sit down and reason. The African village is ran by the elders, and the elders are men, and men get together, and they discover what the problems are, and they discuss them, and they try to resolve them. So we have to have that combination in our life. We can't just live, man can't live by bread alone. You got to have a life that is competing in every portion of life. You got to have an optimal level of health. That spirit, mind, and body. Spirit, mind, and body totally functioning at the optimal level. Everything in good condition. You can't have a bad heart and have bad knees and expect to have a good head. This is not going to work, functioning at its capacity. These are the things that we have to concede to. These are the things that we have to deal with in our walk in this earth. And so today, the question is, as new arrivals are coming into the station, new listeners are coming in, the question today is, living large in 2022, what is the word that you would express for living large in 2022? One word that you would express, living large in 2022. And we're going to open up the mic of 718-216, 718-216. Your mic is open. Living large in 2022, what is that one word that you would give to folks going forward? 718-216. Your mic is open. Maybe you have muted yourself, possible.
Oh, hi, good evening.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm great, thank you. I just tuned in. Thank you for inviting me on your show. My name is Sandra Dunn, I'm a young, business person here. I do life insurance, and I think that a lot of people right now in our community, they have a misconception of living large in, acquiring a lot of money, but then they spend it very fast. They don't know how to invest. So we as a people need to educate our community in the right direction, how to invest wisely. If they want to live large, invest in their family first and foremost, because I think family is the most important thing. If you can guide the family in the right direction in income streaming, diversify their income, how to invest properly. If you can do that in the family, then it will stem on the outside and it is spread to our community. And I think that's basically, living large, because if you spread the wealth, spread the knowledge and apply, not only spread it, but, for them to apply it is the next step. So, this is a very, very, very vital topic right now. So living large in our community is to get information and apply the information.
Great, great. And we want you to stay right there. I believe your name is Sister Dunn, right? Yes, Sister Dunn. So we want you to stay right there. And when we come back after the commercial break, we got to take a break. People, as you know, we do at the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. We take a break. We take a commercial. We pay some bills. We come back. And we have interesting people like Sister Dunn is going to tell us about insurance, how it works. Because everybody think, because when I grew up in South Carolina, people are buying insurance on everybody. You can just buy insurance on anybody you want to buy insurance. And when they pass, the person living got the money, Sister Dunn. But you said the living can live. Sister Dunn said you can get the money live and get the money too. So we're going to come back and we're going to talk to Sister Dunn about that as well. And we'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
entertainment.
Worldwide
network.
Network.
We on live.
On live.
We in your speakers.
Hand
on your mind.
On your mind.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
We on time.
We on time.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Lay. I'm on a payment with the NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Fiend, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? It's your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Checking Traps.
This your piece, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena.
Your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouse.
Yo, what's good? It's the Vid Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hampton.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooley.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domingo.
Bye bye. Salute the big dog. This your boy, Jay Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Charlie.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled Sag Pants Equals a Sag Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2 Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2 Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call, Join in the Conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043. then 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11 at gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don, Jr. CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, and the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is SoSeductiveLive.com. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. SoSeductiveLive has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiara Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I believe in fashion, so SoSeductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service. How to meet and network with people in other cities. How to make connections with other business owners. And how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success. And experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
Work. We all live. We in your speakers. And on your mind. On your mind. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. We on time.
And we are back. We are back. We want to remember that the black farmers, African-American farmers in the United States, did not get subsidies when there was hard times and droughts and tribulations in the farming industry, with a lot of drought and whatnot. They didn't get subsidized under Trump, nor the previous administrations as well. And they were promised during the campaign, Biden promised that he would subsidize them to make up for the lost finances, but he did not do it. He could not do it. So the black farmers continue to be shuffled around and abused. But they're putting $2.3 trillion into the solar farming, solar development, solar energy, and they're going to subsidize farmers to do solar farming. And so we want this subsidy to be available to black farmers as well. And so we want you to go to Positive, P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E, Change, C-H-A-N-G-E, P like Peter, C like Cat, .com, PositiveChange.com. Go to the website, look at and study and understand what solar energy means to America. It's coming in large numbers. It's coming in with a big fact of investment. They're going to encourage young people to become engineers and technologists and scientists in solar energy, and they're going to pay for 2 years, 4 years, and 6 years of college. That's associates, a bachelor's, and a master's degree. Full free reign. And we want black historical black colleges to get the subsidy as well. We want black students and students of color to be exposed to this opportunity. We want our foreign exchange students coming from Africa and the Caribbean to also be exposed to this opportunity. And so, ma'am and sir, we want you to go to Blacks in Solar Energy. They found out blacks that work in solar energy from all aspects, from the entrepreneur, from business aspects, business development part of it, from the science research, from those who are technologists, those who are scientists, those that work in maintaining and developing and public relations, that work in solar energy, the jobs and the career opportunities are massive. And the fact that you can get a 2-4, 6-year run, associate, a bachelor's, a master's degree, fully paid by this program, fully paid by this program. Our children are the most intelligent technology scientists. We have it in our communities, and we need to expose them to this opportunity. So, sir and ma'am, I'm asking you to go to Positive, P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E, Change, C-H-A-N-G-E, Peter, C like cat, PositiveChangePC.com. Go to the website. Read about solar energy. If you don't know anything about it, you don't think that it's going to involve you, yes, it's going to involve you because it's going to go global. And America is bringing it to the communities. They're going to take money for reconstruction in the infrastructure. They're going to be developing better opportunities in the communities. They're going to be fixing up the homes. They're going to be fixing up the roads and the streets. They're going to we can have nice community centers for kids to go play after school and have after school academic programs as well. We can have clean parks and clean pools for our children to play in the summer and swim and et cetera. Things can change with this influx of finances that will go into the poor communities and help build them up, not only the infrastructure and the physical structure, but also the financial situation in our communities, career opportunities that will be offered to our children. So please go to Positive, P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E, Change, C-H-A-N-G-E, P-C, PositiveChangePC.com. Go look at the website. Go to the petition. Go to the petition and sign the petition. And the petition basically is saying to the government that we, the people of the United States of America, those of us of marginalized community that they say, those of us people of color, we want to make sure 35% of this economic development and solar energy hits the minority community as well, hits minority farmers as well, that we also get financially uplifted with this finances. So make sure you go and study and understand what solar energy means to the future of America as well as the world globally. How it's going to affect Africa, the Caribbean, Europe, Asia, okay? Just look, go study and understand what that means and what it means to us as consumers, what it means to us as citizens, what it means to us as people of color who need to be uplifted and our communities need to be uplifted, and what can happen if we get involved and we direct the government. The America Constitution said this is the government of the people and by the people and for the people. Let's make sure they don't forget that. Of the people, by the people, and for the people. Let's make sure they do not forget who's the boss and who's in the driver's seat. Let's remind them every day. So, sir, ma'am, get involved. Sign the petition. I'm not telling you get politically involved with the Democrats or become a Republican. I'm saying as a citizen and your children, you have a fiduciary responsibility to make sure that your community is uplifted and taken care of on behalf of your kids and the kids that you love and other people's kids as well, and a good future for our children as we go forward. So please, my positive change, POSITIVE, positive change, CHANGE, PC.com, and sign that petition. Participate in economic, social, political, educational, social change in your community. Now, we're back, and Sister Dunn is still with us. Correct?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Great. We're going to talk about, I grew up in 1950 South Carolina, and everybody and their mama had insurance. If people,
right.
One thing black people had back in those days, they had insurance because you could just buy insurance. There was no testing, no trying to find out your high blood pressure. You got this, you got that, pre-existing, when it exists, didn't exist. You could buy insurance on the dog, you know. I'm just kidding. But people, I'm telling you, my mother, I lost my mother last year at 101 years old, but my mother had so many insurances, I thought she was an insurance corporation.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And people basically bought these insurances with the expectations and understanding that a person would pass whenever, and that they would cash in whatever. So, you know, I grew up with the expectations that insurance is for, you know, for somebody to die so somebody else can benefit. You tell me and tell the audience I know there's a lot of different types of insurances. I don't want to get too deep, you know, because people can get lost. But just general insurance, life insurance, what are the different types?
Okay. Thank you, Brother Robinson. Yes, I'm so happy that your family has engaged from an early time in life insurance, because I just realized that a lot of black families are, it's not very good that they most don't have life insurance. They're just learning about life insurance. As you just stated correctly, a lot of people just think that life insurance is just that when you die, you have your family or whoever you push as beneficiary, just get all the benefits. But it's a lot more than that. Life insurance has become a tool now for securing a family legacy. Also, it's a tool for people who want to do tucked away something safely for some investment down the road. And if you notice, a lot of communities that invest in life insurance, they grew wealth from this, because what they do, they save that money, they put $1 million or $2 million on their kids, and later down the road, you have somebody benefiting from that legacy. So they will always be 10 steps ahead of us, regardless, because the legacy and the wealth is there pile up for their children and their grandchildren and so on. What we fail to understand is that we have different type of insurance. We have the term insurance, as the word suggested, it's just for a period of time, but we also have whole life. And whole life is a permanent insurance where there is two parts to it. You have a part like it's a savings, like when you have your savings account and you have your checking account. You put away something, you have it develop what you call a cash growth. So it's also guaranteed that debt benefit. So if you have $1 million coverage, that is, once you're paying for your policy, you will guarantee that coverage. And it also have that, I'm talking about the whole life now. And the whole life premium also, it got the premium that you start with, that will never increase. So that is there. That is a plus, because sometimes, a lot of people want to know, if I start with $100 today, if I start with $20 today, next month, will it increase to $30? Absolutely not. Okay? It also guarantees what you call cash value growth. And that's what a lot of people are interested in. They said, oh, I don't want to wait until I die before I can benefit, or my family can benefit from the life insurance. And I feel their pain. Yes, you don't have to wait. You can also get what you call a cash flow benefit from it, and additional growth through dividend as well. So you have your cash growth and you have your dividend. Now, what is a dividend? So a dividend is like you have gain on your cash, and that's the growth. And normally Uncle Sam would want to tax you on your growth. But with life insurance, it's different, because with life insurance, it doesn't tax. It's a debt benefit. So therefore, it creates a little umbrella, it creates a little arm, it creates a little shelter for those who want, does not want to get taxed yearly. It is tax deferred. So it will not, they will not tax unless you take it out. That's when you get taxed on your gain. Also, it's also protected from creditors, because life insurance is a thing that, they have a lot, people have a lot of debt out there. They have they're owing a lot of debt. God forbid this pandemic has destroyed a lot of people's businesses, but the safety net is if they have insurance, it is safe. Okay, so creditors cannot really come after your life insurance. So that's a good benefit. Okay, and as I said before, it is tax-free for it's tax-free access to cash. So if you want to take cash out, it's tax-free. Okay, so there is a lot of benefit that you can get from whole life versus if you have a term, it is just pure protection. Wish is very important, because protection, you have number one key is protection. So both policies give you protection, okay? What's the big difference between those two? When you pay, the term is more what you call more affordable, and it can be locked in that first stage of the plan to get you into the whole life, because you want a little more cash. As again, let me refer back to your savings and your checking. So you want two parts of the thing. You want one where you can save and one that you can withdraw. So it's just like the whole life. You have your coverage that is saved, it is guaranteed, but you also have your cash flow where you can take it out. With term policy, you cannot do that. Term policy is just the savings plan, and it stays there until anything happens to you, you're taken care of, and your family is also protected.
Now,
so basically,
interesting
enough, that's the breakdown of.
Mm-hmm. Yes, interesting enough. A lot of people, you made a tremendous statement there. A lot of people are financially crunched. They have many bills. They feel, a lot of people feel, services like, you think of car insurance, think of comprehensive insurance for a car. Your windows are covered. Your engine is covered, your towing is covered, your rental, if your car breaks down, you get a rental, that's covered. And then you have straight liability insurance, where just basically if you hit somebody or somebody hits you, that's covered. And I guess that's the difference between having whole life and just having life itself. It's the differences in the two. But most people, because of so many bills, so many people are financially strapped today. A lot of people feel they have to make a choice between having an insurance policy and not having one, because of the, even though I know, sometimes it's $19, $29, $90, and
it's
really worth
it. Yeah.
Right. But a lot of people, what would you say to the family that says, you're talking to a friend, the family says, Ms. Dunn, I'm just totally strapped. I have no extra money to bring another bill into the house. What do you say to them?
Okay, so I would say, because I heard a lot of that, and I would say, because they will say to me, it's a little bit expensive. I say, compared to what? Because if I buy a cup of coffee every day, calculate that coffee for at least 5 days, you can literally pay for a term insurance. And you don't look at it as a bill. Look at it like a necessity, like food. Because, and we can crunch the numbers for you. So if you come to me, I will tell you, listen, you want to get in, you want to get started. You don't have to start with a whole life policy, which is a little bit more expensive. Start with a term. Because God forbid, it's just like driving your car. As you mentioned your car, if you drive your car without insurance, you're going to be in trouble. What if you crash? What if something happened to the car, happened to you, first of all? Then you have no protection. You're walking out there. You're a human being. Remember, we put insurance on our phone. We put it on the cars. We put it on television set. We put it on the home. But we never put it on our body. Why? Which is more important? Our life or the house or the car or the television? Which is more important? I always ask the question. And it's you know, because it's a lot more than just looking at it as it's a financial payout or it's a bill. It's not a bill. It's a necessity like food. So I will start with them with the term insurance, and I will make sure, I said, listen, work out something that is affordable to you. Look in your life, see what you can cut out, because there's always something that, you know what, I can do without this because I have to pay my insurance because it's so important. Especially, it's every family's fiduciary duty to make sure their family, their children are protected. You have children, you have grandchildren, they are protected. They're more important than the car. They're more important even than the house that you live in. Because believe me, if something, God forbid, if that home catch on fire, guess what happened? We have to go to another. Okay? So the most important thing I said, please see, look deeply and see what you can sacrifice every month or what you can limit. And they will literally tell me what they can limit. And after I work it out, they can more than pay for a term insurance. They could actually pay up to 6 months after I do the calculation. So a lot of families, I know we are strapped. Everybody right now is strapped. Even the rich is crying out right now. So it can happen. It's very possible. Just give me a chance. Call me and give me a chance to sit down with you individually and work out the details with you. It's very simple. And sometimes it's just a dollar a day.
So now, let me ask you for an example or for an idea or give somebody, I know you can't like officiate a price to each and every individual person because everybody's different, every circumstances are different, how
exactly,
they're going to pick is different. But just on the back of your mind, what is the minimum lowest you ever figured out for a person per monthly cost?
$30, sometimes $25. For
and is that for a whole family, individual
coverage? Yes, individual.
Mm-hmm.
Individual.
And a whole
is that
family,
person?
Let's say a husband, a wife, and two kids. What do you feel?
Okay,
you know.
So,
I know. We're not talking to people. We're not talking exactly because you have a wife and a wife and a kid and two kids. But I'm just trying to give trying to give you a general idea, because I know everything's going to be different, and some people might want this, and some people might not want that. But Sister Dunn is going to try to give us an idea of what is the lowest for a family of four.
Okay, so. There used to be a family plan. I have to explain this for the listening audience. There used to be a family plan, but what has happened is that because when you apply for insurance, as you said, a lot of people need life insurance for different reasons. Some need it for pure protection, some need it for a savings, some, you know, different reasons. So here is the thing with it. They used to have a plan where everybody could come under the same umbrella on one policy, but it has become very risky because one individual can be like very healthy and the other individual can be sick, and then it could deny the entire policy. So there's no longer do the family plan. We do it individually though for the entire family. And it's cheaper, and it's way better, and it makes a lot of sense. Because even some family do not want to combine it because one will be more expensive than the other. So the company assessed it and decided that we're going to do it individually and we're going to make it even more affordable. And that is what is happening now. We're getting better results because people are more prone to sign up, but they get their application done and going through a faster process, and it's way simpler. So an average that I have done so far is $25, less than a dollar a day. I have done for individual. Okay, so when they said they can't afford it, just imagine you're putting away, just have an empty cup and dropping it a dollar a day or less than a dollar a day. That is your insurance. Can't tell me that someone cannot do that. Every family can do that. So all you have to do is just sit down with me, give me the chance, no commitment, just get the information. I get your details, and you'll see how fast you can qualify or see what you are qualified for, because every family is possible. If you're not dying, that's different. But once you're health, and sometimes when I give an individual or a family a quote, sometimes it comes back with a better result, because sometimes they're so healthy that the company said, listen, they're going to drop this premium and give them at a lower price, and they turn out very happy. So it can be done. It's very possible. And the process is simple.
Now, we're a global radio program. We reach out to, England and Canada and the Caribbean and Africa. And I'm getting text messages from my listeners in Africa and the Caribbean, and they want to know, maybe you might know, maybe you might not know, but they're interested in knowing, are there similar policies in Africa and the Caribbean like America?
I don't know. The company has not go abroad with this, so right now we are stationed in the United States. The company, I cannot give out the company name because legal reasons, but the information that we have is strictly right now, and all the information on the individual and the family is covered and protected on the United States soil. I don't know if they will eventually branch out there. I don't know. I don't have that information. But if I do, I will be the first one on the radio to let God Robinson find out that part of it. Because I know some
So listeners, what she's saying is, I think part of it, Sister Dunn, is that they have to do some research on their own and see what's offered.
Yes.
Because I'm going to tell you, traveling the Caribbean for years doing business, I can tell you that each country in the Caribbean have a different structure, and there a lot of them are covered under. Some of them are covered under the French. Some are under England. Some are under Dutch, and different types of ruling. But at the same token, they have different type of governmental policies, procedures for stuff. In Africa, definitely, you have a different country. It's a huge place, as well as the Caribbean is a huge place. So people, you have to do some research. You can Google, insurance companies in your area. I know Jamaica and Trinidad and Antigua and Dominica and Guyana and some places that I traveled and lived for a little while, that they have insurance policies and whatnot. You have to just check with your local representative as well.
You can also
more text.
Brother Robinson,
okay, go right ahead.
You can also give them my number, that 718 number. You can they can reach out to me.
Yes.
And,
I want you eventually to give your contact, your email address, your website, whatever they can contact you eventually as well. I just got some more questions here for you. coming through the text messages.
Okay.
So I have Betty Livingston. She is from St. Kitts, and she wants to know, are there any companies in her country that you could recommend, or you know, any sources there that you could give her, you know, start her research?
Well, no, I don't have any information on the Caribbean. There are a couple I know in Jamaica, but if you, as you suggested, Brother Robinson, if they would Google the information, Google their country and just Google the life insurance companies, and they will pop up on their website. There's a whole list there that they will pop up. Even if I have the name of the company, I could not give it out like that, but they will definitely have a list coming scrolling down. If they, I know in Jamaica also that they do have two major life insurance companies there, and you have individuals from that country actually live in the United States. They have two residents, but they also are protected under the umbrella of life insurance company here as well. As well in Jamaica. So I have a lot of individuals like that as well. They're from the Caribbean. They have a resident there. They have a resident here, but they still want life insurance protection here. And they do get it because they're qualified, because they have their residency here as well. So you could actually, I would suggest Brother Robinson for them to Google the individual countries and see what life insurance company will pop up under their listing.
Okay.
I don't have
much
information
so,
on that for them.
Okay. We have a question from Mr. Conroy Gooden, Atlanta, Georgia. He's asking you, are life insurances cheaper when your children are younger or when they're older?
Absolutely. Great question. Thank you so much for your question. Yes, it is absolutely wise that you get once that child is born, the day one, they can get insurance, and it's way cheaper. And it's the bigger the coverage on that child, it's better because they have the years to accumulate. If it's whole life, they have the opportunity to accumulate their cash growth rapidly. And at a much faster rate and a bigger rate than if you were an adult. Yes. Thank you for that question.
Okay, great. Thank you. Great question. We have also Mr. Milton Griffin from Bronx, New York. He wants to know. He's 88 years old, and he said that he wants to know, like, when they tell you that at an older age you can buy insurance with no medical examination, you know, and you can pay like $9 a month, and he wants to know this insurance is purely just for burial, and does it accumulate to more than $3,000?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I would say do your proper research. We don't do that. At our company, we do burial, but yes, we have to get the doctor's report. Because anything, personally with me, anything that says you don't have to do this to get that, you don't have to do this to get that, have a lot of questions ready. Because you need to know. You don't want to know that at the end of the day, when you're supposed to collect the cash, it's very hard for you to get it, or you're not getting it at all. So you want to do your proper research first. We make sure we give our thorough interview, and we answer all your questions, and we make sure that everything that we say is guaranteed. So with other companies, I cannot speak for them, but with mine, I definitely can. I know that whatever you get from us, it is guaranteed and it is genuine. So be careful and get your research done with something like that.
Great. We also have a question from Linda Howard of Oakland, California, and she wants to know, she is 69 years old. She had insurance, her life insurance, for quite a while, and she wants to retire in her country of Antigua, and she wants to know, can she transfer her insurance there? Like, if she passed away and everything, can the insurance be redeemed there for usage for her burial?
Okay. No, I don't know which company she has it with. It depends on the company that she has it with. Life insurance, once she have it here, did she take the life insurance in the United States?
Yes.
That's what she's asking.
She's asking, is it transferable to Antigua?
Sure.
If she wants to go retire there, maybe another five years from now, and she wants to go there to retire, and she passes whatever, can it be redeemed there for the usage of her burial?
And let me ask her this, another question. What kind of insurance does she have? Is it a whole life or a term?
It's a whole life.
It's a whole life, okay. Yes, she can. I'm not sure she can transfer it, but if she goes over there, anything happens, they will definitely have to pay her out. It doesn't matter where she goes. They will have to pay her out. They have to pay the premium to her. And if she has cash value, I will take some of the cash value now. if she's retired, she can take the cash value. And take what is allowed now. So that when I said take what is allowed now, which meaning that she's not going to take the entire amount because the entire amount will suspend the policy. She doesn't want to do that. She want to take some of the cash, do what she has to do, and then she will have her coverage still intact. So if anything happened to her, they will still have to pay her out.
Okay. Kevin Anderson from Allendale, Mississippi, he wants to know, if a person's in perfect health and about the age 25 and have no bad habits and living well, can they buy insurance for cheap?
Of course, absolutely. That person is a perfect candidate for insurance. Insurance company love that candidate. Because what happened is that the healthier you are, is like when you go to the doctor. You go in there and you go to make sure that everything is okay and you're well. You check up on your wellness. You're perfect. There's no bill, nothing, no cost, nothing. So it's the same thing with insurance. Once the healthier you are, the younger you are, the cheaper the coverage, the cheaper the premium, more coverage you'll have. Absolutely.
Great. Okay, 347-880. You have any questions for Sister Dunn about insurance? 347-880. Your mic is open. You got, maybe you have to unmute yourself. 347-880. Hello? 347-880. I thought I heard you. Okay, 602-332. You have any insurance questions for Sister Dunn?
I surely do. Good evening, Sister Dunn. How you doing?
Good evening. Thank you very much. I'm well, thank you.
Very good. I got a question, because a lot of business owners don't have life insurance policy. How does that play a role in the people they hire and they're coming on with their employees?
Oh, great. Are you in the New York area? Because I'm licensed in the New York area.
I'm in 30 states, baby. I'm everywhere.
Okay, great. Okay, I love those questions because that's what I love to do, visit business owners. Okay, so here is the plan. Business, yes, because it gains retention. Because you want to maintain your workers, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. That is like you have a cake and you want to put some icing to make it spicy. You know, you give your workers something to keep your workers going, because a little benefit is better than no benefit, you know. They can buy into their own program. And it's way cheaper when you have a group insurance. We do that as well. So we come in, assess your business. When I say assess your business, make sure that we are gearing you for whatever your employees need and what you need. And we sit down with you and we will go. I'm sorry?
Yes, you come on site.
Yeah, we come on site.
It's not like a Zoom meeting or something. Yeah, physically or in the
building.
We
can do a Zoom. Absolutely, we can do a Zoom.
Okay, good.
You know, so we will definitely can set up a Zoom meeting with you, and we will go over what you need and what you need for your employees, what will benefit them best, and what will also is an advantage for you as well. So we make sure that it benefits you, because it has to benefit you before it can benefit the employees. So we're going to sit down with you, yes, sir, and we will go through every fine-tooth comb with you and make sure that your employees get very affordable, because it's a liability. You're covering yourself as well. They're covered, you're covered. And a lot of employers, when we ask them, you know, what they're most concerned about, what are you most concerned about, sir, in your business?
People living. And with this COVID-19 stuff, I lost 30 members out of 300, and I'm putting in 30
there
back.
There you go.
That's the whole thing.
So
life goes
go.
On. Once you die, you need to make sure you got a plan of action, because you're not around to generate the funds.
Exactly. So that's the deal. That's the thing. So that's your concern about the life. And some is taxes,
ma'am.
And some is different reasons. So we can come in, sit down with you, and make sure you get it. Absolutely so. We have group insurance. That's what we do.
Oh, man. Well, can you give out the contact info? Because my phone is about to die.
Oh, yes. Brother Robinson is going to give it to you. Yes.
I'm ready.
Yes.
Yes. Brother Robinson, you're going to give me my contact information.
Yes. Okay. The number is 718-216-2490. Yeah. 718-216-2493.
And what's the name again?
Sandra
Mrs. Dunn.
Yes.
Sandra Dunn. Gotcha, Ms. Dunn. Thank you so much for calling in. Very educational. I'm out the way.
And Sister Dunn,
do you have any
email? I don't know if you want to give an email address, or you want to give a website or other means of contact.
I will give, because of the name of the company, and I can't give it for legal reasons. When we I will give it to them. Yes.
I understand.
I will give them
okay,
the
people, listen up.
And the email.
If
and
you
want to
contact Mrs. Dunn, you have to do it via the phone, and you have to call 718-216-2493. 718-216-2493. And I'm going to do like Pastor Don say, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, do it three times. 718-216-2493. She has a tremendous, tremendous knowledge of insurance, and she wants to help, and you can get a lot of knowledge of what fits your family and what's best for you. Also, Sister Dunn, we got another question came in on the text messages. Okay. We have Sister Rebecca Hyland from Chicago, Illinois, and she wants to know if you have a child with special needs, or a child physically handicapped, mentally, you know, challenged. Are insurance more expensive for that child?
Yes, it is. And I'm not sure if she will get insurance for that child. She will probably have to do like a small investment for that child, but I'm not sure if she will qualify, the child will qualify for insurance.
She wants to know any reason why there's a difficult challenge getting insurance for a handicapped or mentally challenged child or physically, you know, physically handicapped?
Yeah, because of the health risk. Let me put it like this. It's like, okay, you buy a car and you never insure the car, and then you crush that car, and then the car, and then you say, you know what, I want to insure the car. The company said no. So it's like they said to me, they were saying that you have, like, okay, say for example, somebody had, because I have a case, like somebody has cancer, and or the person didn't have cancer before, but the person had cancer, and they found out. They didn't disclose it to me. They went through remission and everything. They didn't disclose it to me, and they found it. But you have to have a certain amount of years. But we can get through that. We could definitely explain it more, you know, in a more intimate setting and everything. But with those kind of disability, I think there is a disability that we're now introducing. Maybe she will fall in that category. But I could explain to the mom in a more private setting how that goes. But with the disabled child right off the bat, it's hard. It's very hard to get the insurance for them like that.
Okay,
but
we could
discuss it in a way how, you know, the parents could go about different ways in insurance.
Yes, y'all can contact Mrs. Dunn at 718-216-2493 and further get more details on those types of insurances. I'm going to open up 718-350. Your mic is open. You're on with Mrs.
Yes,
Dunn.
Yes, good evening. Good evening, Sister Dunn. This is Ronald Robinson.
Evening.
We met. How are you?
I'm good.
We met in Dunkin' Donuts today, so I'm saying that
you're
on like you promised.
You?
I am doing well. I'm doing well, thank you. And I am so pleased that you called in this evening, and I'm excited about all the business that you're going to get.
Thank you so much.
And this is great. So as I told you, you know, you call in, they'll probably ask you a lot of questions and give you a spot. Well,
yes.
That's what we do. You know, I told my lesser half that you were going to call in.
He stole my name. We're not going to talk about that.
He stole your name, so I called him
Robinson.
Yes.
It's A before L. So I'm happy for you, sister.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Now we got to get your brother in.
Is he on?
I don't know.
What is his number?
His number. Let me see here. Let me see if I know his number offhand. His number is 786-631-649.
Let me check. I think he was on earlier. I believe he was on earlier, if I'm correct. The board was lit up, and we had so many numbers pop up. I think I saw 786. I'm not sure. He's not on at the moment. But definitely come back next Friday night, and you know, and bring him with you as well, and you know, we will continue the discussion. Time is up, people, and you know, like we always say, love God, love yourself, and love your neighbor better than yourself, because that's what God said. So we want to wish you, Ms. Dunn, thank you so much for coming on, and we're asking if you can come on next week
as well.
And we can extend this conversation, which is extremely important, people. Health, health, health is good. You know, wealth is good, but health is more important because you need the help and get the wealth. So definitely, we look forward to having Ms. Dunn.
And just a quick one. I just want to let them know that they can actually invest through the whole life. So if they need money, they can invest through it. So give me a call.
Amen. Don't forget, 718 216-2493. Call Ms. Dunn to get more explicit information pertaining to your insurance needs. And on that note, we're going to see Ms. Dunn next week, and we're going to have our brother as well, and we'll talk about the discussions with him that we'll have. But we say God bless, and remember, after you've done everything you can do, just stand.
The best is yet to come.
Thank you.
Everybody help us sing this. Thank you, Daryl Coley. Thank you so much, LaShawn Page Holmes. I love you. Thank you so much. Ah. Here we go. Everybody sing this. What?
You call.
Y'all just said.
One of them.